This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. It's Friday, which means it's time for the weekly wrap, 4 minutes of live radio during which we look back on the week that was. In our New York bureau, we've got Catherine Rampell, columnist for The Washington Post. Hi, Catherine.
Hey.
And Lynette Lopez with Business Insider. Hey, Lynette.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty well, thank you very much. So let me start with you, Lynette. This was a busy week on Wall Street. A lot of earnings came out. I remember looking on Sunday night to see what was coming up. It's like big tech companies every day of the week. We were hearing there in Annie's piece about Amazon. How do you interpret sort of what we learned from Amazon, especially during this week?
Well, Amazon was kind of an outlier this week. Most firms did pretty well. And if FactSet actually came out with a report this weekend, or rather last weekend, that about 70% of the 70-some companies that had reported at that point beat Wall Street earnings estimates. So Amazon is looking kind of weird right now.
Yeah, I mean, the big one that I remember, of course, is Facebook reported its earnings and seems like, you know, they have finally, it seems, figured out a way to monetize mobile.
They crushed it, as we would say, on Business Insider.
Very good. Catherine, bearing that in mind, you know, that these companies have been crushing it, I wanted to ask you about why we haven't seen the translation to the jobs numbers. In other words, we have these companies making a lot of money. It seems like they're squirreling a lot of that money away, that people out of work aren't necessarily finding jobs as a result of these great earnings.
Yeah, they are sitting on a lot of cash, but I would quibble a little bit with your characterization of the job market.
My use of the word squirreling? Oh, sorry.
Well, no. I'm 100% in support of squirreling as a word choice. But the jobs numbers have actually been pretty good. The numbers that we got for June were quite strong, were their strongest in many years. And beyond that, we actually had jobless claims released this week that were lower than they'd been, I think, since before the recession started. So there is some good news on the jobs front. Unemployment is falling. That doesn't mean that we're out of the woods yet. You know, we still have a lot of long-term unemployed people, a lot of people who've given up looking for work, who are probably, you know, very much in need of getting a paycheck. But it's not as if it's as bad as it was, you know, a couple of years ago even.
Lynette, let's talk inversions, which is a term we've been hearing a lot of lately. You know, these are companies who are finding clever ways to avoid paying U.S. taxes. It's something a lot of politicians here in Washington, where I am, have been talking about. And as the legislative session here comes to a close, as we get into these warm summer months, you know, how likely do you think it is that lawmakers are going to do anything about this other than just, you know, continue to talk about it?
I think the talking is definitely going to be the norm here. Different politicians have different plans on how to deal with this. Chuck Schumer's got one. The Republicans can't even agree on whether or not this is a problem, or rather on how to fix the problem. You know, everyone seems to be arguing about different ways. What we do know is that tax inversions in 2014 are going to skyrocket. They could cost America about $40 billion, according to Goldman Sachs. So that's not it's not chump change.
Catherine, you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a growing issue. Tax inversions have been around for many years, but we've seen a huge ramp up in recent months, recent years, if not just in inversions and interest in inversions. And you know, for people listening out there, this basically means that companies can rename where they are officially domiciled for tax purposes and kind of skimp out on how much they have to pay Uncle Sam as a result. And so that means that if there's a company that you're competing with that has done this, that has decided that it's now located technically in Bermuda, that lowers their costs to some extent because they're not having to pay as much in taxes, and they can, you know, they can reinvest those profits and that sort of thing. So you could see sort of a knock-on effect where a lot of other companies are eyeing their competitors and saying, hey, they're taking advantage of this sort of sketchy tax scheme, but it seems to be legal. Maybe we should do the same thing. So it is very worrisome if you care about what happens to our fiscal coffers. And although it seems to be worrying politicians in theory, I agree with Lynette that it doesn't seem like anything much is on the horizon in terms of fixing it.
Technically in Bermuda. Very good. Catherine Rampell with The Washington Post. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
And thanks, Lynette. Lynette Lopez with Business Insider. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
You too.